Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Dealing with serious mental illness can be terrifying.
When I landed in the hospital, it was quite unexpected, and I didn't realize what had happened to me until after those doors were locked.
Elena Mabasso is an editor and freelance writer who's been struggling with depression and chronic pain for years. When she was hospitalized last summer, she decided to write about her experiences in the psychiatric unit at Johns Hopkins. One of the questions that tortured her was, what would she say about what happened to her? Could she be open about it? After she got out of the hospital, she wanted to discuss this with somebody who had walked down that path, and she sought out psychologist Jonathan Rottenberg. He has written The Depths, The Evolutionary Origins of the Depression Epidemic. Rottenberg was also once hospitalized for depression. Here's their conversation.
And here I am as a professional freelancer, you know, every week, all week, I'm on the hook for all kinds of different editors and, you know, writers and publishers. And here I am in the hospital and in a psychiatric ward, and I'm thinking to myself, how do I explain what's happened to me? I can't tell these people that I'm in a psychiatric ward. I just was so terrified anyone would even know I was in that situation, since I always tried so strongly to project this image of a very successful, active, reasonably healthy and stable person.
Being hospitalized for depression is one of the most brutal, painful things that a person can go through. Depression really is unique among serious problems that a person could have. I can't think of any other reason why a person would be in the hospital that they would be unable or unwilling to tell other people where they were.
Mm.
If you were in the hospital for a burn, if you were in the hospital for a broken leg or for a heart attack, you would certainly have no hesitation telling people where you were.
Part of what helps to inspire me is, you know, seeing you write about it and, you know, go on to write and live and, you know, all of this. How valuable it is to talk about that. Share that experience, even if you do get some pushback in your life in ways that may be difficult.
My experience of depression about 20 years ago was certainly part of the backdrop for the book. It's why I went into psychology. I changed fields. I was previously a historian. I wrote the book because I was very distressed about the lack of progress that we've made in understanding and treating depression. It's a growing problem, and despite huge amounts of investments in treatment and research, we really have not slowed the depression epidemic. I think that you're now talking openly about something that's just difficult, but
it
not
is.
Only, you know, just not just on your blog, but, you know, on the radio, and trying to come to some deeper understanding of this. It has implications for your future in that, A, not that many people are doing that. You're taking a risk.
Absolutely.
But it's also one in which there's tremendous potential benefits in that you're part of the solution. Because I honestly think that we're not going to take back the depression epidemic. We're not going to understand it unless more people are willing to speak out and lend their voice and lend moral support.
And I definitely can say that since I've made this conscious choice to speak so publicly about an experience, I mean, there's been a lot of trials that, I mean, honestly, there's been a lot of tears. And there has been some very difficult pushback from people in my life who don't agree with what I've done to take this public. But what I've heard from many other quarters more than makes up for it. I'm seeing the hundreds and hundreds of people, the responses that come back on social media, the comments, the emails. And so whatever the blowback is, hearing from those people who have connected with that and felt that they are less alone is the reason that I want to do this. And the reason I'm so glad that you've done it as well.
You know, the stakes are high, but I'm pretty confident that we're starting to see glimmers of hope that we can change, not just that we talk about depression, but that we talk about it in a more intelligent and human way.
Yeah, it's tough and it's scary, but well, I appreciate that. And thanks, John.
All right. Well, it was really terrific speaking with you again. My pleasure.
Elena Mabasso is a freelance journalist, and we've posted her essay about her experience with depression on our website, whyy.org/thepulse. She spoke with Jonathan Rottenberg. He's a professor of psychology at the University of South Florida. Jeanette Woods produced this piece.